You're listening to KUAR FM 89. I'm Chris Hickey. A recent report by Politico shows there to be only a few competitive congressional races shaping up for the 2014 election. Among these is the race for Mark Pryor's seat. Politico reporter Alex Eisenstadt joins me now on the line. Alex, the National Republican Congressional Committee has identified four Democratic Senate seats, all incumbents found to be the most vulnerable and which the Republicans are targeting. Could you explain why Democratic Senator Mark Pryor is on the list?
Well, look, Pryor is sort of one of a rare species. He's a Democrat from a southern state, a conservative state, and so that automatically makes his reelection a tough one, and Republicans feel like they've got a really good potential candidate in Congressman Tom Cotton. He is an Army veteran. He is a guy who has a very high profile on Capitol Hill, and they think that he could have what it takes to take on Mark Pryor.
With the political landscape of contentious elections around the country, you note that they're much smaller than usual, the number of them. How might the Senate race in Arkansas shape up to be kind of a national race, and how will outside money play into that?
Well, look, for Republicans to win back the Senate, that's going to be a hard thing for them to do. But for them to have any chance of winning back the Senate, the most realistic path goes through Arkansas. And for that reason, you're going to see a lot of groups spending a lot of money to target Senator Pryor, and should he get in the race, to boost Congressman Cotton.
You note over the past 10 years, Democratic incumbents in the Senate rarely lost their reelections. I think you mentioned it happens only three times over the past 10 years. What does this say about Pryor's reelection bid as an incumbent? And does it mean Republicans will have to put in extra effort and money to topple him?
Sure. Well, look, I mean, Mark Pryor is the Pryor name is a famous name in Arkansas, and it's a name that means a lot. So you look at the kind of campaign that he is going to run, and it's going to be a real one. And that's going to make it's going to make a competitive race. Democratic incumbents have fared well on the Senate side in recent years. Just a few of them have been knocked off, and that tells you something about the advantage that incumbents have. They're able to stockpile funds for years and years and years in anticipation of a tough race.
Which platform positions are Republicans going to try to emphasize when they challenge Democratic Senate incumbents? I mean, are there going to be a unified set of emphasized talking points, or will methods vary state to state? And will the methods in Arkansas vary from other states?
The number one issue you're going to hear Republicans talk about in 2014, generally speaking, is Obamacare. Republicans got a lot out of it in 2010 during the last midterm elections, and they think they can get a lot out of it in 2014 with the law just being implemented. You're going to hear a lot about that. You're going to hear some about the economy, though. There does seem to be a bit of an uptick in the economy recently, so how Republicans choose to message that is going to be a little bit more tricky.
And how might the national scrutiny of this race affect the political scene in Arkansas going forward?
Well, you've seen a real shift in Arkansas in recent years. I mean, this was a state that for a long time had been dominated by Democrats at the congressional level and at the gubernatorial level. And what you've really seen is Republicans have really taken over in Arkansas at the congressional level in recent years, ever since 2010, really. And so this is going to be an important battle because Republicans really feel like, look, this is a state that they think that they can own now.
Alex, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.